Julie Garrett. She is a spokesperson with the Small Business Administration, the SBA. You've heard the acronym many times. Julie, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News.
Hey, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
Hey, absolutely. Great to have you. So the SBA, let's start with basics, because people, you know, we've talked about this a couple of times, but I still think people don't realize it necessarily. The SBA is the loan arm, the grant arm of FEMA. You operate hand in glove with them in disaster recovery, right?
Right. We're separate from FEMA, but FEMA does grants when it's a disaster for short-term funding, and SBA comes in with loans for long-term recovery funding. So the way it works is you'll apply to FEMA first, and then sometimes FEMA says, hey, go apply to SBA, and you have to put in that loan application to move forward with the FEMA process. I know it sounds crazy, but that's the way it works. And what happens is you apply to SBA for a loan, homeowners, renters, businesses, nonprofits. You apply to us, and then if you're a homeowner or renter and we deny your application, we send you back to FEMA for potential additional grant consideration. But if you don't apply to SBA when FEMA tells you to, you're out of the FEMA process. That's it for you.
So people who, as you say, renters and homeowners, those are folks who might not ordinarily think of themselves as being eligible for SBA because they're not a business. You know, they don't identify themselves that way. Why do they operate through you, or what would they be eligible for through you?
Yeah, it's so confusing. Our name is a huge problem when it comes to disaster recovery, because we really are, the majority of our loans are going to homeowners and renters. So homeowners can apply for up to $200,000 for their uncompensated losses, and renters can apply for up to $40,000 to repair or replace their personal property that was damaged. And people don't have to wait for their insurance settlement. They can apply as soon as possible, and if they have a large insurance deductible, they can use their SBA loan to cover that deductible. And in Florida, where you have high hurricane deductibles, that is a really big advantage.
And are these loans or are these grants? Will they have to pay these back eventually?
SBA only does loans. So yes, people have to pay them back, but listen to the interest rate. It's as low as 1.188%. So if you want to round that up, it's 1.2%. And the terms are up to 30 years. So it's a very favorable loan. And you don't have to wait 30 years to pay it off. You can pay it off anytime. There's no penalty. There's no fees to apply for these loans. And you don't even make the first payment on them until about 5 months from when you sign the note.
Wow.
So they're really, really good loans direct from the U.S. Treasury, not a bank.
And on these loans, and I know there's a process, and I'm sure some of these things get covered, but one of the issues people have had, for example, is, well, my insurance didn't cover me for over the land flood. They only covered me for from the air water, like in a hurricane. Are those kinds of considerations an element in whether somebody would or wouldn't qualify for an SBA loan in this program?
No, they're not. So if you didn't have flood insurance or you weren't covered by your insurance, anything that isn't covered, SBA will cover you for that. We also do outdoor things that insurance doesn't, like we do fencing and decks, walkways. We can even look at your seawall, pier, and boathouse. So SBA loans are really different than insurance.
Wow.
And they can really fill the hole. Like, let's say you got your settlement and it's just not enough. SBA loans can make up the difference between what you got and what you need to really get fully back to where you were before.
That's what I was going to say. It sounds like, I mean, it's really quite a wonderful, even I didn't realize all the dimensions of it and the way it's designed to fill all the gaps that might exist. And unfortunately, just as you said, the brand of the name might interfere with people even realizing how much usefulness they can get from you guys. You guys also have loans, I mean, for businesses specifically, right? That's one of the key elements of what you do as well.
Yes, of course. So businesses of all sizes, not just small businesses, can apply for an SBA disaster loan. Nonprofit organizations, faith-based organizations, small aquaculture businesses. If somebody had a seafood business that got damaged in the storm, they could apply. So we also do economic injury disaster loans. So, for example, businesses that are suffering because of the three-mile bridge being out, they could apply for an economic injury disaster loan for funds to help them get through until things get back to normal.
So even though it's like we have a lot of businesses in Gulf Breeze that have been massively injured and are in an ongoing state of injury because of this, you know, the question of responsibility and the barges and the construction company Skanska, that's not an issue. This was connected to a disaster that's been declared. Those businesses should contact you because they are probably eligible for economic injury loans. Is that right?
Yes, sir. They're definitely eligible to apply. And this happened during the hurricane. And even if they didn't have physical damage, they're having economic losses. And that's how those loans work. You don't have to have physical loss to apply for an economic injury disaster loan. And we have a business recovery center open in Pensacola right now. It's open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Central Time. And let me tell you where it is. Just a second. It's at the East Pensacola Heights Clubhouse, 3208 East Gonzales Street. So we even have people on the ground who can help you with your application, who can answer your questions, scan your documents, do anything we can to help you put that in. And you can also apply online at disasterloan.sba.gov. And we have an 800 number that's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Central Time, and that is 800-659-2955.
All right, let me just double-check my information. 800-659-2955 for the phone number. 3208 East Gonzales for the location of the site, open 7 days a week, and disasterloan.sba.gov online. Did I get all that right, Julie?
Perfect, Andrew. Perfect.
Well, we will post all of this on our Facebook page for people. I know it's a lot of information. It may be different information than you knew was true and applied to you. Julie Garrett is with the Small Business Administration, the SBA. Julie, thanks so much for calling in this morning. Thanks so much for the information. It's really, I think, really helpful for people, and we know you guys want to help as much as you possibly can. We appreciate what you're doing to help us.
Oh, thank you, Andrew. Thank you. We do want to help. Good luck, everybody.